This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Douglas Public Health Network has a partnership going with a couple of other organizations, a new smoking cessation program. Mitchell Kilkenny and Angelia Freeman from the Community Cancer Center. So Mitchell, let's start with you. Talk about how this was developed.
Yeah, so this program was developed based on some really good research out of in Europe with pregnant moms and using incentive programs to help them quit smoking. And so I used that research and brought it all together and made this program where it is today.
So this is a program kind of homegrown then, just taking all that information you've gotten from other places.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we took the best research that we could find and used all the best doctors and take all of their knowledge and put it all into one program.
So as you look at this, I mean, you spend a lot of time talking about tobacco prevention with what you do. In fact, tell us what your title is.
So I am the Tobacco Prevention and Education Program Coordinator for Douglas Public Health.
And how long have you been doing that?
Almost a year now.
And what got you interested in this whole area?
So my family came from a background of smokers, and unfortunately my grandmother passed away due to lung cancer as a complication from smoking, and so very passionate about health and keeping the community safe and doing everything that we can.
Now, over the years, we've seen different trends in smoking for a long time. Douglas County was one of the most, one of the counties where people smoke the most. And the numbers have looked better, but then vaping comes along and that kind of changed things too.
Yeah, that's right. So Douglas County has one of the highest youth vaping rates in the state of Oregon. So it's definitely trending back up again. And same with moms and pregnancy are also increasing in their smoking rates.
So, Angelia, how are you guys at the Community Cancer Center tied in with all this?
Well, as you know, I'm the Outreach Program Manager for the Cancer Center, and one of the programs that we focus highly on is tobacco education and prevention for all of the diseases that come along with smoking. So when we heard about this program and we were invited to participate with the Smoke-Free Pregnancy Program, we were very excited to be able to tap into a patient demographic that we hadn't had before, which is women who are pregnant or planning to become pregnant, qualify to participate in the program. So I appreciate that.
So is it still that big of an issue? I mean, it used to be that when somebody got pregnant, if they'd been smoking, they just quit. I mean, everybody kind of did that, but it seems like that's not always the case anymore.
Well, it's not the case anymore because there's a lot of misconceptions. So an individual may say, oh, I'm not going to smoke cigarettes, but instead I'm going to vape, and think that they're doing something that's healthier for their body, which that is not the case. That is a falsehood.
And do you see when you're, treating people with cancer, do people come in there with cancer from smoking, still trying to smoke?
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, they kind of get a mind. Some will get a mindset that, well, I'm already being treated and I'll quit when I'm done. And I've seen some that quit right away, some that say I'll quit when I'm done. And in any case, the sooner you can stop using tobacco, the better.
So, Mitchell, what's the data tell you about pregnant women and the health of their babies, whether or not they discontinue smoking?
Yeah, so in Douglas County, when we look locally, about 1 in 5 women are going to smoke during the pregnancy. We know that smoking during in your pregnancy causes lots of health risks for the mom and for the baby. We see things like oral facial defects, which is like cleft palate. We see low birth rate, low birth weight, and lots of other health complications associated with smoking in pregnancy.
So during this course, and first of all, when does it begin?
So the class is going to begin January 10th. January 10th, and going to be from 5:30 to 6:30.
And where are those going to be at?
So we will tell when they register for the class, we'll go ahead and let the participant know where the class is going to be at.
And is there a charge for doing that?
The class is completely free. So come on, sign up. We would love to have you and help you and your baby get healthy together.
And Angelia, for the Community Cancer Center, you would probably like to help people early on, then be dealing with them later on when they have continued to smoke.
That's correct. That's what we're trying to do, is put in some preventative measures. And I want to add something to what Mitchell was saying. When we start these classes, we're offering a financial incentive to participate in the class. So you can earn up to $500 for completing the 10-week sessions. And that's what we really want to encourage women to participate in, that because there is a financial incentive in doing so.
And I guess you've also got like gift cards, gift baskets, different things.
Yeah, we have all of those things. So just by participating in the class, you're eligible for those. And then when you decide you want to quit smoking, and if you maintain your smoking cessation or you maintain quitting smoking, you can earn even more rewards.
And it's interesting, interesting way to go. And I guess from your research, you've shown that that works.
Exactly. It works very, very well. In fact, it works two or three times as well as any other smoking cessation or smoking quit class.
So if people want to find out more on the Douglas Public Health Network webpage, where do they go?
Just go to tobacco, and then their smoke-free pregnancy program is right on there. And you can find out more information about it. You can register for the class. And my phone number is on there. You can give me a call and ask any questions you have about the program as well.
All right, Mitchell and Angelia, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
8:39 at the Morning Report.